believe we are at we're at 414 on the regular. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, we still have 401 through 407 pulled from the consent agenda. What I'd like to do is read all of those together, since they're all related to the same issue, the multi-tax exemption program. So let's go ahead and read 401 to 407. Then I believe that clears the consent agenda. Is that correct?
413 still. Pulled from the consent.
Let's do 413 first then. I'm sorry, I missed that one. Thank you.
Sure. 413, authorized grant agreement of $50,000 with the Kenton Action Plan, doing business as North Portland Community Works, to provide liability insurance coverage for neighborhood association and community activities in North Portland.
And is there somebody from staff to speak to that issue?
Who was it that
pulled it? Oh, here comes somebody right now.
What was it pulled? Who pulled it?
413. Who pulled 413? Mr. Walsh pulled 413. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Michelle Rodriguez, and I work for the Office of Neighborhood Involvement, and I am the management analyst. This grant, as was stated, covers insurance for neighborhood associations and small nonprofits to cover programs and events. It's done with all of the coalition offices, not just North Portland, which I know was a question that was asked. Some examples of nonprofits that receive this insurance for their events or programs are Viva La Fri, which creates art healing projects and public art to energize, enchant, and heal. Viva La Fri recruits and develops artists from vulnerable, marginalized populations. Paid artist interns use art action to activate change in the community. North Portland Tool Library also is a recipient of the insurance, where they host free events like the Repair Cafe, where volunteers fix small appliances, garments, and bikes, as well as sharpening tools, knives, and fixing small engines. Portland Abbey Arts, which is a non-religious nonprofit's arts and community development initiative fostering human creativity and the development of diverse, vital, compassionate, rooted, and resilient community in North Portland via arts education. It's hosted at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. Those are just some examples of the organizations that receive this insurance through North Portland.
Very good. You may take a seat, and then we'll take public testimony. Mr. Walsh. Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Joe Walsh. I represent Individuals for Justice for the Record. This morning on the way here on a bus, because we were delayed so much, I decided to reread some of the supporting documentation on this item and some of the other items that we pulled. And they are now traveling on TriMet somewhere in the city. So I don't have my notes in front of me. I lost them.
That's too bad.
But off the top of my head, I remember when we discussed this, we were confused about whether it was $10,000 or $50,000. The supporting documentation uses $10,000 a number of times. But this says $50,000. We have no objection to the main part. We would ask, though, that you consider doing an amendment or ask them to put into their action plan a proposal that when we have severe weather, that they open up their center. That it seems to us that we're working with county, we are working with you on some level, I'm not sure what level, but we are working with the county, and we're concerned about when we get notification from the Weather Bureau that we are going to have a severe weather, we get usually 3 to 5 days notice. So in the preparations, and that's what we're demanding, that you start preparations then, and we get everybody in place then, not wait for the event. That includes opening up the centers for warming places. So we would like, if you're giving them $50,000 and we're giving them money, it seems to me we could say to them, you know what, when we get into a critical emergency situation and we're all running around crazy, we want you to open up your center. You know, we would take that as a message that you're with us. And maybe next time around we'll give you $100,000. Don't say that. But you can imply that. You know, if you are nice to me, I'm more than likely to be nice to you. So that's what we came up with. We realized we probably won't get it this time around, but eventually we will. And what we want is very simple. When you get notice that we are in an emergency, whether it's high temperature, low temperature, you have to take the human position and say, we're going to lose some people on the street if we don't get them off now. Not wait, because if you wait until it hits, nobody moves. We can't move. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Good morning.
Oh, good. Good. So good morning. Charles Bridge Crane Johnson. And I just want to speak heartily on this, as because I believe it's the Kenton area that has is kind of leading the way in opening our community to tiny homes and creating a place for women who have had some very unfortunate circumstances to try a new tiny home way of life. And I know this funding is separate. I think to Mr. Walsh's question of 10,000 versus 50,000, it's because you're talking about it as an aggregate appropriation for 5 years, but actually it would only apply 10,000 to each annual budget cycle. So I encourage this. It's interesting that I'm seeing a Kenton action plan this item, and it's probably just lapse of memory, but in all the time that there's been an East Portland action plan, I'd love to know, we can look later to see if they've gotten traction for similar funding. Thanks very much.
Mayor? Thank you. Commissioner Fish.
We don't need to bring Ms. Rodriguez back up, but can we just confirm for the record that it's $10,000 for the next fiscal year and the contract is for not to exceed 5 years, so it could not to exceed $50,000. Is that correct? And that will reckon, that answers Mr. Walsh's question, because the impact statement says the impact for the next fiscal year is $10,000, but the contract is for a period of up to 5 years.
Legal counsel has a comment.
Is that right in the ordinance?
Just one moment. Legal counsel.
Mayor, I was going to just recommend that in Section 3A of the contract that's attached to the ordinance, that the points made by Commissioner Fish regarding that the contract is for an annual amount of $10,000 up to a total of $50,000 for the contract term of 5 years, that language to that effect be added to Section 3A.
So
just
moved.
To clarify.
We have a motion.
Second.
Commissioner Fish moves. Commissioner Fritz seconds the recommendation of legal counsel. Call the roll on the amendment.
Fish?
I view this as a clarifying amendment, and I appreciate the testimony. Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Fritz?
And it does state very clearly in the ordinance that that's what's happening. Aye.
Wheeler?
All right. So the amendment is adopted. Any further questions or discussion on the main motion? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
So there is a coalition in North Portland called North Portland Cares, and they, particularly many of the faith communities in North Portland, whether there's a urgent weather emergency or not, are very dedicated to helping people get inside during inclement weather. Roosevelt High School is serving people who live students who live outside, and they open their doors very early to allow people to come in, take showers, and stay later into the evening. So I don't know whether the Kenton firehouse was used for emergency uses in the past winter. I do know that the North Portland Caring Community is right on it and agrees that everybody should be inside. Aye.
Wheeler.
I agree with the testimony around better collaborative preparation when we know that we're going to have a severe weather event. And as some of you will recall, I began my term with a series of weather events that had been unprecedented, at least in my lifetime. And the fact of the matter is we were not as well prepared as we could have been in terms of working with other government agencies, in terms of working with nonprofits and community organizations. And we had to do an awful lot of that work on the fly. The good news is I think we learned a lesson or two from that experience in terms of preparation and collaboration, and the Joint Office of Homelessness Services has really stepped up in a big way, and I feel like we are now better prepared for those kinds of situations. And I also agree with just the philosophy that to the degree that we are providing support services for community organizations, there should be clarification that we are partners. And partner doesn't mean that the city provides money and is gone. It means there are certain services that are provided. And yes, in a community emergency, we should all pull together. And I can only speak to a couple of these organizations on this list. I know they would meet that call, but I think it's actually a good conversation to have going forward. So the grant agreement is approved.